Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We are talking about divine visitation, isn't it? Part 2. Last Wednesday, we started talking about just in an introduction and some definitions here and there to try to grasp a little bit of the concept. And in saying so, we said that divine visitation is important according to Psalm 8, because God's mind is full or preoccupied with the welfare of man on earth, and therefore, because God cares for man, it is an established will of God for God to continually visit man. And we learned that the degree and frequency of your visitation determines your visibility in life. You may be an unknown quantity in your community right now or your neighborhood, but if President Mahama visits you right now, do you know it's going to increase your visibility? And so that is what I'm talking about. When God visits you, it will increase every aspect of your life in its visibility. In Bible terms, we call it favor and glory of God. Praise the Lord. Then we learned some few inferences of visitation. We learned that it's a courtesy call on persons of importance for the purpose of fraternizing, fellowshipping, and honoring. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. God always visited Adam and Eve in the garden for friendship and for fellowship. We also learned that it's a trip to persons to sympathize or empathize with them in the moment of sorrow or trauma to ease their pain. Matthew 25, 36. When people are unwell or bereaved, we pay a visit or they are admitted to the hospital. Three, we said visitation is a supernatural invasion into a place or a person's life to establish the real rule and the agenda of God or the agenda of heaven. Are you with me? Awesome. And so it's a supernatural invasion. That's something that you should underline. The emphasis there, the first two we have said, it's more natural, but as we are getting deeper, it's getting more spiritual, isn't it? It's a supernatural invasion, like the way the Spirit of the Lord invaded Mary and overshadowed her. And the result of that was that Jesus was born. It was to establish the will, the rule, and the agenda of God. Then we also learned that visitation is a journey to supervise project sites by a superior to ensure good conduct and effective results within deadlines. So typical of a product owner, a project owner, a client or a contractor, they may have some workers on ground, and then from time to time you see that the CEO goes to the different branches of the company and to ensure that there is good conduct and that there is also efficiency and effectiveness in the way people work, so that targets will be met. Is that also? And then we made that application that your destiny is God's project. And from time to time, God visits your destiny so that he will ensure that the misbehavior or sickness is put right. There's no misconduct there, because sickness is not the will of God. When it comes there, when a contractor or the project owner or the client comes, they say, I don't like this thing you are doing, break it down. Some things can be broken down, true of us. Yeah, so when he's not around, so many decisions can be made, but when he comes around, he can just alter things. And so, and also to ensure that the deadlines are met. If it's time for you to prosper, if it's time for you to marry, it's time for you to give birth, it's time for you to be healed, that's what happens. In Egypt, he told them, he said, I've heard your afflictions, therefore I have come to deliver you. The time for your bondage is over. And he visited them fully and delivered them from the powers of Pharaoh. I'm praying that today you shall encounter visitation from the Lord in Jesus' name. Now, in Romans chapter 8, verse 11, for our service today, the point had already been made, but I'm going to just emphasize the point here. It says that, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Praise the Lord. Please take your seat. So here we are learning that for the New Testament believer, you and I are indwelt by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God dwells in us. The Old Testament believer did not have the Spirit of the Lord dwelling in him or her. It was so. There are 2 degrees of visitation that we talk about here. First of all, we talk about it as God in the realm of guest, or what I call the guest realm. Say it. I can't hear you. The guest realm is there. In the Old Testament era, it was God's presence, or the manifestation of the presence of God in the lives of his people, was a spontaneous visitation or presence or manifestation. And it was intended to deal with a matter, and thereafter the presence was lifted, or his presence was lifted, and he returned back. Are you with me? So the Spirit of the Lord would come upon Samson. The Spirit of the Lord would come upon Deborah. The Spirit of the Lord would come upon Moses. And when he came upon them, some miraculous things were done. But the Spirit of the Lord at the time did not indwell in them permanently. It was more of a guest coming to do something or coming to say something. And then thereafter, he lifted and went back. So that is the guest realm. Then we have what we call the dwelling or the habitation dimension. The habitation realm or the habitation. And that's what I've just read to you in the New Testament era. The spirit of man and the body of the believer have the capacity or have been designed to permanently accommodate the whole Godhead and the cargo of heaven. So the spirit of man, the regenerated spirit of man under the new covenant, and even the body of the believer, they have been designed to be able to accommodate the whole Godhead. So God is glad to dwell in us. And the spirit of man that is regenerated has the capacity to be the habitation of God permanently. And that's what Romans is saying, that the spirit of he that raised Christ from the dead can dwell in you and I. When he does that, he will quicken our mortal bodies. Praise the Lord. And so for me, in balancing the two, you know, the shadow and the reality, really we deal with a lot of semantics in church, whether we should use the word visitation, manifestation, we should use. For me, language is great, but if we understand the import of it, for me, that is what is important. Hello? Come on now, hello? Somebody asked me, say, is heaven here or where is heaven? When you ask a child, where is heaven? Where would the child point? Up. But when you read the Bible, where do you see heaven? Samaba. Okay. Praise the Lord. So it's just semantics. The reality is there. So there can be heaven on earth. When the Godhead is wherever God lives and his works abound, that's his abode. The heaven we talk about is God's abode, where he manifests his presence and governs his space. And so you and I, once we have become the habitation, one dimension of heaven is that as the habitation of the Spirit of God, your spirit, your being the dwelling place of the Spirit of God, the whole cargo of heaven is here with you, because God dwells where, and wherever God dwells, his host is there. And so you can be a mobile heaven. That's why there can be a heaven on earth. So sometimes instead of pointing there, point here. Hello? And then instead of hanging a picture that this is the frame of Jesus, You can hang your picture there. I in him and he in me. The amalgamation of the divinity, humanity. You know, nothing represents Jesus more than the believer in Christ. Are you here with me at all? So greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And so you can clearly see that we are the image and the likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so someone else's picture is not representing Jesus for us, because we are the real image and the likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ. How will you feel if you put your picture in your room? And then, have you seen Jesus before? That's him right there. That's it. As he is in heaven, so are we here. That is functionality. As he functions, he's made us ambassadors here. But we are also the express image, and we have become partakers of his divine nature. Are you with me? So I don't want us to deal with the semantics. I want us to deal with the practicality. When we talk about divine visitation, we are talking about the fact that even though the Holy Spirit is indwelling us or living in us, his activities are not equal every day in our lives. There are days that, depending on what he wants to do or how yielded we are to him, the activities could be here. Other days it could be here. Other days it could be here. Other days it could be none that we can visibly appreciate, even though he will still be at work in our life. Because for the believer, the day the Holy Spirit stops 1 second working in your life, you are done. So even when you think he's not working, he's working. It's just that the workings of the Holy Spirit, they are in degrees. If you read Ezekiel, you find out that the levels are in degrees, from the ankle level to the knee level to the loins level to the overflow level. Praise the Lord. And so the visitation is in different dimensions. Sometimes, even as a human being, the visitation you do, you know, with people has to do with just a phone call. Hi, I was just checking up on you. How are you doing? That's 1 degree of visitation, true of us. Some other times, you don't even call them. You ask of them from another person. And then you say, Okachi, ano mami. And you see a visitation. Is that not so? It's another degree. Then there's also a degree where you show up physically. This is why you can even teleport. It can do Zoom. Face what? FaceTime and Zoom and Teams and all of that. You say that. I'm a person who in him. Give me a call and let me see the video. Some of the boys who are insecure, they always want to see a video. Call me and put it on video. But then another degree is that you visit physically. Even in the physical visitation, there are degrees. There are those who visit today and they leave today. They leave within an hour. Some stay more than an hour. Some stay a day, some stay days, some weeks. Hey, there are degrees. Praise the Lord. And so visitation, and you will see that the different dimensions, they come with their own different results. A child of God must be desirous of higher dimensions or degrees of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. In Romans, it says that the earnest expectation of creation really waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. Now, the manifestation of the sons of God is not possible if you continue to operate in this dimension. You have to understand that this level, as good and great as it is not taking you to where you are supposed to go. You have to step up. And in stepping up, you position yourself in a way that the activities of the Holy Spirit will be intensified or increased in your life. Because there are dimensions to this. Have you found out that the longer someone stays with you, the more likely you are in assimilating their values and nature and some of their antics and even copying some of their speech? In fact, you'll be more impacted the longer and the closer they stay with you. Two of us. At the time you realize you are talking like that. You are seeing like them. You are thinking like them. And boy, when the he-goat is around, it doesn't need announcement again. Everyone knows that a brother is in the area. Brother is in the area. So there are dimensions. There's what there are dimensions. When it's far and when it's near, they are not the same. So the child of God must be desirous. Last week, we spoke about the fact that for visitation to move from where you are to the next level, you must be hungry and you must be thirsty. After God, your heart must be hungry and thirsty. When you are hungry and thirsty for different, deeper dimensions of God's help, God's power, God's manifestation in your life, you will see that your life will change scale. You will scale up. That's why some people will be there, they just fast. Some people are there, they will just enter into, change the hours of prayer. Hello? They change the hours, they change the clock of prayer. There are things in the Bible that are divine principles that we can imbibe into our daily walk, and it will change the life that we are living here on earth. And I'm praying that in this series, God will visit the church and visit every one of us. So let's quickly look at purpose for divine visitation. Purpose for divine visitation. Very quickly. So here I've said that there are two sides to the purpose of visitation. One is provision and the other is power. One is what? Generally, two sides to divine visitation. One is for provision, one is for power. And I'm not going to put them in any kind of order. I'm going to now give you a number of reasons why God will visit his people. Number one, specifically number one, God visits to save or redeem his people. In 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4, anytime the presence of God visits, it is to save or to redeem his people. In the scripture, 1 Timothy 2 4, it says that, who have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. What does it mean? What it means is that salvation is the key purpose for divine visitation after the fall of man. When man fell, God visited himself in Jesus Christ. And that visitation, the primary purpose of God coming in the form of man was to save or redeem man from his sins. Praise the Lord. And so Matthew 1:20-21, the Bible says that in Matthew chapter 1 verse 20 to 21, it says that, but while he taught on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, or Holy Ghost, verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son. Who is he talking about? Which son is he talking about? Jesus. And thou shalt call his name what? Jesus. For what? For he shall save his people from their what? Sins. So the reason why Jesus came here on earth, the reason why the Godhead came in Jesus on earth, is to save man from sins. Luke 1:68 buttresses the point. In Luke chapter 1 verse 68, it says that, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. Clear. The primary purpose of visitation is to save or to redeem people. And so God came in the form of flesh to save and to redeem. As we talk about visitation, may you see redemption in every area of your life. Number two, God visits to bless his people. Whenever God visits, he blesses his people. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3, the Bible said, now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Verse 3, let's read it together. One, go. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that what? Curse thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be what? Be blessed. So God went to Abraham and told Abraham, he said, get out of your family, out of your kindred, out of your home, and go to a land that I will show you. If you move, I'm going to bless you. The blessing was preceded by the visitation. God had to visit to bless. He had to show up to bless. Somebody say visitation means God manifesting his presence. Showing up. One more time. It means God showing up. He said that God, he went to Abraham and said that, boy, I want you to get out. If you do it, I'm going to bless you. And I will bless your seed. So anytime God's presence shows up favorably with his people, he makes sure that there are blessings. And we have learned here that the blessing is not a car. The blessing is a supernatural empowerment that turns around your nature of not having the capacity to be fruitful to having a capacity to be fruitful even under a very harsh environmental condition. And so the Lord blessed them in the garden. When he made them, he blessed them. The blessing was not physical. The blessing was spiritual. Say the blessing is spiritual. And so when we are talking about divine visitation, once the activities of the Holy Spirit increase in your life, your level of blessing also increases. And the reason is that your level of empowerment supernaturally goes to another level. Whenever the Holy Spirit's activities increase in your life, it also scales up your empowerment to be able to walk in certain levels of divine promises, divine blessings, certain levels of grabbing what God has given unto you. It gives you that empowerment to be able to do what you couldn't do. That's what, are you here with me at all? He told Mary, he said that you are blessed, you are highly favored. How do we say it? The Spirit will come upon you, and you not being able to be pregnant because you don't have a man, you are going to be empowered to be pregnant because the Spirit has come upon you. We have to really, really let the issue of blessing settle with us. That it is more than cash. The issue of blessing is more than having a house. The issue of blessing is when they put you in the wilderness, inside a pit in the wilderness, because of what you carry as a supernatural empowerment, you will flourish there regardless of the environmental condition. Are you here with me at all? In the same way, when someone is cursed, you put the person in where there is green pastures, that whole place is going to become a desert because the curse will eat everything that is correct there. The same way a blessing will make a desert place, a parched land, become like heaven or a garden of Eden. It's an empowerment. The other is disempowerment. Curses will take power from you, will not make you function the way God wants you to function. Blessings will empower you to do beyond your natural ability. It will empower you and it will change everywhere. Joseph went into Potiphar's house. The Bible said that, and the Lord was with him. As a result of that, everything he did there prospered. It's a dimension. Praise the Lord. Receive divine visitation here right now. Let your faith come alive. I said, receive visitation here right now. So that's why you have to be hungry. That the Holy Spirit, I cannot walk in dryness. I cannot live my life and I am dry. I cannot live life and every day I go and come. I'm not looking forward to changing the waves. You have to change the waves. You shouldn't go 1 week relying on the same level of anointing. It's dangerous. Change the waves. Sima lako fahatas. Kindola vahosasa. Are you here with me? And it starts from an appetite to want to do more at a higher level. Some people are okay where they are. You got some law degree. You are okay. You pray, you broke through. It's a blessing. The blessing is what makes you to be able to do things. When the blessing is not there, small thing you see that you'll be struggling to do it. And when God comes, he empowers you so much that you're able to do so much more with little effort. Are you here with me at all? That's the visitation. That's why when God visited Abraham as an old man, he was still able to give birth. It's an empowerment. Young people were struggling to deliver, but the visitation made him fruitful. Are you here? Come on, are you sure you are here? Yeah. When the visitation comes, if someone says you are cursed, you will marry. The visitation is what swallows the curse and gives you the capacity to be able to marry, to shame that curse, to show that God is with you. Are you here with me at all? And he's not just with you in theory, in potentiality, he's with you practically. It's a manifestation of the power, the glory, the essence of God, the nature of God around you, that you are not just saying it, he's not just saying it, he's actually practicalizing it around you. It's a demonstration of the power. Praise the Lord. Say, I'm blessed. One more time. Say, I'm empowered to do so much more. Say, I am blessed to move to different levels and dimensions. One more time, say, I am blessed. Come on now, say, I'm blessed. Because of the visitation of Jehovah. Number three, what's the purpose? When God visits to water the land or the life of the destiny of a person with riches. One of the things that God achieves when he visits is that the visitation is to water your life or your land with riches. With what? Psalm 65 verse 8 to 11. In Psalm 65 verse 8, it says that they also that dwell in the uttermost part are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Verse 9. It says that thou visited yet, watch it, and watered it. When God visits, what does he do? I can't hear you. When he visits, what does he do? Thou visited yet and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn when thou hast so provided for it. Is it powerful? That's verse 9. Verse 10. Thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessed the springing thereof. And I love verse 11. Now, when all of that have been done, it said, thou crownest the year with thy goodness and thy path drop fatness. Say hallelujah. Come alive. Say hallelujah. Don't be like an African traditional person. Say, glory be to God. It's powerful. Verse 8. Whenever God visits, he see, that land there is a representation of your destiny. So, when God manifests his presence around you, shows forth his power in you and around you, one of the things he does is that he waters your life with riches. With what? Come on now. With what? Riches. That is, after tonight, you can expect some money. You can expect some work of your hands to begin to prosper. It's a visitation. Elisha told the woman, he said, look, you are crying, you are indebted. I want you to know that go out there, borrow, blah, 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 by this visitation. Go in, pour the oil, you see riches. The oil never ceases. Visitation. Widow of Zarephath, by that visitation, oil never ceases, the dough never ceases. Anytime there's a visitation, God just begins to water
You see, life can be very hard. Your whole life is a land. It's a light. It's a city set on a hill. It's a salt. It's a land. It's a nation. And boy, some nations are dry. I'm telling you, go to Niger. You see a lot of them standing by the roadside begging. It's a lot of dryness there, making their livestock not have grass. Their farming is not working. Climate change has just been, since man was born, that place has been dry. So they move. They move to Agogo. They move to Accra. They come and stand by the roadside. They beg for alms. Dryness. Some people live close to the desert. Everywhere dry. Go to the northern Ghana. Some places are very dry. Are you here with me at all? So as when you are in the south, you may not even see the essence of having a moisturized soil or an atmosphere that has, you know, good, how do you call it, humidity? Yeah, the weather is not dry. You know, recently in Europe, the temperature went to like 38, 40. People were just falling and dying. Please. Heat waves. Everywhere can be just dry. That's when, just imagine the rain falling on a desert. That's a blessing. It's what? Farmers wait for the rain to fall so that they can plant. It's a blessing. It says that when God visits, one of the things that God does is that he waters your land. Praise the Lord. He waters the land for you. Verse 9. The visitation. He said, thou visited the earth and water it. Water it. You see that God comes into your life. The presence of God starts manifesting in your life. And then you see that your womb is watered. At the time you know that, you see that your health is watered. You see that your finances watered. Your whole destiny gets what? I can't hear you. Talk to me. It gets what? The midweek service. You have to preach with me. When God comes into your life, he starts watering every area of your life. Yeah. Even the way you look, nomi. Because of the visitation. When Moses came from the 40 days fast from the mountaintop, they looked at me and said, hey, what's the sign? Jesus came and said, hey, Ima. Pastor Ima, what's the sign? Praise the Lord. What's the sign? Yeah. Who's a who fast, you know, you have an encounter with the Holy Spirit. Who peered you, mama, now go for, hey, what's the sign? Because a close encounter with the Lord will change not just you internally, but also externally. Aesthetically, you will see that some things have been smoothened. Yeah, and then your face will be shining like an angel. That's going to be the story of somebody here. Yeah. So you see that any distance away from the Lord equals dryness and equals poverty. Poverty of destiny. It's not poverty of destiny. Is not just the absence of money. Is the clamping down of the potentials to make you become a global icon. So you see that the land is there, but it doesn't express the capacity for fruitfulness. It's like soil without fertility. Are you here with me at all? But when the visitation comes, you see what God does. God watered the land. And when he waters it, what he uses to water it is called riches. And thou greatly enriches it with the river of God. The water God uses to water the land is called the river of God. Inside that river, as the water is coming, the water is carrying not just H2O. No. Not hydrogen and oxygen. This one is an anointing that is breaking yokes. Are you here with me at all? Come on now. Are you sure you are here? It's moving. It's entering. It's permeating every membrane of your destiny. All the hard, hard places. It's entering there. Making everywhere soft. Thou enrichest it with the river of God. Somebody say the river of God. Which is full of what? What? Water is life. So when God visits, he just waters you. Like a plant. Watered. Like a seed in the soil. Watered. The whole ground is watered. And he does that. And thou preparest them what? Corn. As he's watering you, he's setting you up to be fruitful with corn. Setting you up to be fruitful with corn in the Bible is an expression of riches. So the visitation prepares you. So from there, now the business you are going to do, now you see that corn is coming. It's like he comes to, the rain tells you that the season is up. Are you here with me at all? The season is up. Prepares you with corn. When thou hast so provided for, so the preparation comes with the provision. When God comes here, he has come with everything he has. That's why he can ask Solomon, ask whatever you want. When he visited Solomon, he said, ask whatever you want because I am here to shower you. Typically, it's like when people just shower you with cash. Just say it. It's falling like rain. Praise the Lord. Yeah, it's to be falling. Money will be falling like rain. Some people have amassed age. And sometimes you sit there and you want to cry. What you need is visitation. It's visitation that condemns age. So when I visit you, I will restore unto you the years. When God comes, when the presence of God comes, becomes very active in your life, age doesn't matter again. That's why we want more of God. That's why we want more of his presence. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Lift your hands. Say, Holy Spirit, open your river and water my life. Water my life. Water my life with showers. Showers of blessings. Upon my house. Upon my ministry. My career. Let there be visitation. Let there be manifestation. I can't hear you. Shower my life. Water my life. Cause my ground to be soft. This hard life, I don't want it. I want a soft life. Let my life be soft. Mora suklaba. Can you just open your mouth and pray? Leko paha sutele meleko tose. Indo kabara dada. Sugra dada dada dada. Lefetula graduse pretike. Ilevia tu klosife ligedese. Zandualia pretusa klatata. Come on, open your mouth, open your mouth. Zedula klazoso prekia. My God, pata tata laba, rekopa sasa laba daba, rendo sebre de bedede. May the Spirit of the Lord set you up for fruitfulness, prepare you for corn. Hey, sota laba daba, cause the springing to be easier. In the mighty name of Jesus, your springing will not be difficult. All of a sudden, it shall be heard in the town that you are the one that the Lord has blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus, I see you springing up. By divine visitation, you are springing. You are having a blessed springing thereof. Your marriage is springing up. Your career is springing up. Sadalaga vahasutele pele. Iko rasute limandos kadulas kuparasa ikwatata libarose tele ikotara mandus kuparese jalasa kuteliaba. My God, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The reign of God is a sign of blessings and a termination of wasted years. Number four. When God visits, he deals with the afflictions of believers. Exodus 4:31. When God visits, he deals, he breaks, he destroys whatever is an affliction to his children. And the people believed, and when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel and that he had looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their heads and what? Worship. The people believed when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel. When he visited, what did he do? And that he had what? Looked upon their affliction. Then they bowed their heads and worshiped. Anytime God visits his children in a positive light, one of the purposes for that visitation is to remove the affliction of his people. Anything that puts you in bondage as his inheritance, as his child, he takes that bondage away. He takes that affliction. Whether it's sickness, you take it away. It's barrenness, you take it away. It's an oppressor, oppressing, you take it away. Affliction in your body, affliction in your ministry, affliction in your career, affliction in any area of your life. Loneliness can be an affliction. Loneliness, lack of sleep. Some people don't sleep in the night. They will turn here, turn there. Come and see me sleeping. You'll be angry. Can pastor sleep like that? You will be angry for me. Sleep peacefully. Why are you not sleeping? Today, receive the ability to sleep in Jesus' name. Some people are afflicted with sickness. In the case of Israel, 430 years of bondage. But the thing was supposed to be 400 years. Enemy extend, affliction can be extended though. The tenure can be extended. 30 years extension of affliction. Then the Lord visited them and removed affliction. One of the things that will make God pay attention or be an attraction for God's visitation is the affliction of his people. An affliction, something that wants to waste your value. What is an affliction? God's people are valued by God. Affliction makes them devalued. Affliction is anything that wants to just recolor the glory of God in your life. You have been created to be great. Affliction will just repaint you. And by the time you know, you that is supposed to be a leading icon, you are subjugated under a power that takes your value, takes everything you have, takes your very life, and makes you wasted in Egypt. That's an affliction. Marriage can be an affliction for some people. Career can be an affliction for some people. But when God visits, he breaks that affliction. Sickness can be an affliction. Go to the hospital, you see sickness. Sickness. Serious affliction that you don't know whether, you don't even know the fire by. One day they ask Jesus, he says, is it the mother that sinned or the person that sinned? The sickness is too much. Whose fault was it? Jesus said, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I have come to remove not just the sin. I've come to remove the sickness as well. And people can live life and affliction can be there. Affliction upon affliction upon affliction. Look at Job. One bad news to another bad news to another bad news. Within a short time. Within a short time. Then for like 9 months, his health came under the attack of the enemy. Affliction for 9 months. His friends left him, his spouse left him, he lost all his properties, he lost things. Affliction until God visited him. Don't take the visitation of God for granted. This life is not a normal life. Are you here with me at all? Today I was just praying and meditating and saying, God, don't let me come to a point where I begin to think that even one day I can live one day by being ordinary. You know that mind that, oh, my sorry, may call. It's a bad mind. You need the supernatural engagement. Praise the Lord. Because life is not normal. Life is very spiritual. Life is what? I can't hear you. Life is what? That's why you need the active presence of God with you. Active one. Which kind of presence do you need? Active. You are a mobile ark of God. You are activated. Power of God is activated. You know me, pastor. When a pastor loses the visitation and the presence of God, he's now using authority, he's using power to control people here. No.
Something supernatural has to happen around you. Something what? Supernatural has to happen around you. From today, that is what is happening.
Whatever has tied any area of your life, by this season of visitation, that thing is untied in the name of Jesus. Oh, come alive here. I said affliction is broken in the name of Jesus. It's broken. It's broken. So I go to places, somebody will run to me and say, man of God, the child you prayed that I will have, this is the child. A year ago, you prayed for me, this is the child. Recently, I went to Victory Bible Church, Higher Heights there. Last year, I ministered to a couple who didn't have a child at all. Oh, 2 years ago, they had a child. They came to church and said, hey, this is it. I said, I don't remember the prophecy. They say, we will remember. You don't need to remember. But as for us, we were, because it was our affliction. We had married for so and so. When the presence of God comes, Oba, it's a caterpillar. Make sure your house is not in a waterway. Demolition. Demolish sickness, yokes, curses, spells. Are you here at all? There are some areas of your life that beat understanding. That's what a visitation comes to bring. It comes to bring sense in that area. Yeah. Doctors can't understand your health. When God visits you, he brings sense, sensibilities in that area. Your health will make sense. Yeah, your marriage will make sense. Abilama kotakayadas. The issue of your children, it will make sense. Yeah. They shouldn't say, oh, we don't know what is happening. No. When God visits, there's an explanation. There's an explanation. He told these, he said, Pharaoh, you cannot keep them past this level. I have come to visit them today. Let my people go. Yeah. The time is up. It's expired long time ago. Visitation is what will make an expired bondage be implemented. That implementation, that freedom is now, not tomorrow. Freedom is when?
Now.
I can't hear you. Freedom is when?
Now.
Some of you are being a tenant. That tenant, it has expired. Being a tenant has expired long time ago. And you are still being a tenant. After today's service and this season of visitation, may the expiration be implemented and executed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Affliction. Daniel's time, God visited them. Esther's time, visitation. Affliction. Jesus visited blind Bartimaeus as he just passed by. John chapter 5. As Jesus went to the pool of Bethesda, he asked the man, 38 years of affliction. He said, would you like to be healed? It's not the man that went to Jesus. Jesus went there. He said, would you like to be made? He was talking plaintively. Jesus said, you talk too much. Boom, like that. Visitation has come. Affliction must scatter. That simply means that God and devil will not live in one container. Are you here with me at all? Come on now. Are you sure you are here now? If the Holy Spirit is living inside of you, he will not allow the devil to also live inside of you. This is your seasonal. It doesn't matter what anybody has said. I'm bringing you to that place of faith that you can tentam with God. You can what? What's the Greek word? Tentam with God. You can tentam with God like Jacob. You see, God visited Jacob. Jacob held the angel representing God. He said, hey, waba. I am not letting you go until you remove this curse that is on me. I'm a supplanter. They are waiting for me to kill me on the road. Until you bless me. Esau did not come to bless Jacob, but after the encounter and the visitation, Esau saw Jacob. Jacob was even giving him gifts. He said, "Oh, God has blessed me. You are my brother. Let's hug." Somebody doesn't come to hug with soldiers. So he came with soldiers to come and deal with this guy who stole his blessing. But after the visitation, that same Esau said, "My brother, you are my brother. I can't kill you." That same time, Jacob's father-in-law, Laban, he said that this guy, Rachel, also had carried his idols. He put it that ultimately it's Jacob who has stolen the idols. He came, he said, "I came here, I was coming to do you harm. But the God you serve, the God of your father, met me in the night and said, 'Hey, I want my visitor. As you are going, you share no one more than one time.'" Some people must be warned by God when they are calling your name, that hey, break his name, break his name. God will just Do you understand? That's a man God has visited. They don't call him to appear in the mirror. Are you here with me at all? As God is standing with you, when they call you, God will appear and slap somebody. God is your shield. You need the activated presence of God for your preservation. Presence in a sorry say, then you might tit to talk. Maybe a boot dim pia a backfire. Because presence and why a ding and what ding she and why is she? Yeah, second and why is she? Presence and empty visitation in tea. Who's a presence in the back? So we are healed. Are you here with me at all? They say, "It's a soft one. I see a tickle so sana. No come sana. What a boss sana in China. Moi, I no come in chat. And moi, they say, I grow in a wood." But your bumper is, "Oh, this visitation, no. Hey, business na no be shi. Ano be shi shi shi. Wawari na no be shi shi shi. That amen can be louder than it is. O finances na no be shi shi shi. When it has to do with your health, ano be shi shi shi. Every affliction is broken today in the name of Jesus. Every affliction is broken today in the name of Jesus. Every accusation is broken today in the name of Jesus. Every scandal is broken today in the name of Jesus. Whatever has not been working in your life, it shall begin to work after today's visitation. This season of visitation, may nothing that is working in your life start working in the name of Jesus. Let all the things start working. Let them start. Shout a louder amen. Lift your two and say, "My destiny is working right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, my destiny is working right now. By the power of the Holy Ghost," open your mouth right now and say, "Holy Ghost, activate your presence. I activate your presence. I position myself for more of your activities, more of your presence in my life." Can you open your mouth right now? Come on, come on, come on. Open your mouth, lift your hands and pray. Holy Spirit, I do not want to walk as a natural person. I do not want to walk alone. I need your presence. Yes. Let your presence fall. Let your power fall. Your power and your provision. Moros. Don't be diplomatic. Let your heart rise to him. Be hungry for it. My God. Mosikwan dilia mando. Kunten dilikutanda la kapataya. Isukwere sonde. Isukwere sonde. Isukwere sonde. Milandu kusi la vitu kwada ikwanito kila manta kilo filatusi klatiza pretu kwana tuski pare e pedishonde creme vonde sonde levre gosende merekwa ferre frete isokle fetoria isubradiga dredose mele sune peniso into sividindu sukludinda ifrani kwa simvi leto e fitualike vedi ilele veso sefeliga batala. I want to see you. I want to touch you. I want you to touch me. I want to know you. I want you to encounter my life. Let there be a manifestation of your presence, of your power in my life. Me fele fefe ikwete telekle kapete e sheregete. Oh, soda baba baba koseya. Come on, continue to pray. Mashako peteli mitukwaya intelia periso sele isekle petele. I pray for spiritual empowerment. Bless me, bless me. Empower me to do what I couldn't do. Raise your hand and pray. My Father, bless me. Empower me spiritually to do what I couldn't do before. Supernatural empowerment, supernatural grace. Mashele kwali fariza, esole kele fedia, esula gadato seve, ishele perike doze, atara gadagada, atere gredose prete, esole melege tolia, entole peregede gede, esele pregeteke, eshele pregedebe, etuele gredoselia, asala patatata, la batata li parasa eselemente lipa istora mantalata emele sukuetete ila falata tarabatata azula batata asanda la bata. Let your blessings be activated. Let your presence activate your empowerment, your blessings in my life. Activate your empowerment, your blessings, your power in my life. Mashallah gabadaha, atuala gadabadaba, ashele begede gede, ashatala badaba, asutele melege, asentele perie, ashantala pala, ashutala badaba, ashele perie, ezuala pataya, ezuala pataya. Ezuala pataya, ezuala pataya, andilia malosa, elefetolia, 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 ilafito nisi telete, isuala patata, shakapala kapakata, atulaka laka patata, itualek laka petete, esokele kapetete, ishtelekle peluasa, elitualike liso, istola parasa, adula marakiso, estore brelege, estole brelege, estole brelege, estole brelege, esole meleketo, iperia sunda, azunta lia prada, erekwetele prete, estele pretete, esole gredose, ituele mentele, oh Lord, what am I like? What am I destiny? What am I destiny? Anywhere, any area of my life that is dry, that is hard, let your river of blessing, let your showers of blessing be poured on my destiny. Can you open your mouth? Lord, enrich my land with your water. What am I like? Prepare it. Elesu teliso. Mashatata rababa. Eleprete. What are the womb? What are the life? What are the loins? What are the business? What are our lives? Water, water, water. Marasa parasata. Erepetete. Rapa rabadaba. Adula prataya, adula prataya, atendia parasa, elesuta lamada, adula palise, entolia pele, entolia pele, entolama rabata, satula, eselepete. Let your presence, let your blessings be activated. Come on, begin to pray. Lord, activate your blessing on my marital life, on my career life. This is my season of your visitation. Visit my career, visit my health, visit my family, visit my academics. Visit, visit, visit. Shele kola pataya. Shana mana 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 kota. Yes, 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 yes. He's here, he's here. The visitation has kicked in. It has kicked in. It has kicked in. Mashako parasasa. Alla kwatata labaka patata. Aseleke petele dede. Esolege bedege dege. Come on now, lift your hands and pray. Lord, let the visitation destroy every affliction. Let the visitation destroy every affliction. Let the visitation destroy every affliction. In la piata, in la patata, in shalemende, in solebre gira. Adiebie kume ni mwase. Adiebie pese kume ni mwase. Tumidiebie enemy diesie. Oh God, as you visit, may you bring principalities down. May you bring powers down. May you bring forces down. May you break down every hold and power of the enemy. Mashata la pata, atula seprete, esondelepete, isolabadabada, asontelebede, mentuelemele, isodalabada. Gashaka patata, rakapata lama, atula kalapa, ituelekelepe. Isonda lepede, esole paraya, adula prakata, ala patata, raparabadaba, 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 rapeteleme, itueleme lebede, itueleme lebede, itueleme lebede, itueleme tolia, etoleme debede, etolia pada, etolia pada. Tunda la pata, atunda la palaya, estore predia, eshele prada, alatu alagada, etunda la mataya, atila parataya, esele petele, eshele piade, intuele metete, atatala, asala bata, ekele metele, eshele melegede, atala bada. Oh Lord, that you will visit my destiny, you will visit my family. Visit our lives. Any affliction, any cycle of affliction, let them be destroyed. Let there be deliverance. Let there be deliverance. Let there be deliverance. 2 minutes. Raise your voice. Whatever is on your heart, present it before God. Let there be deliverance. Let there be a way. Let there be a way. Let there be a way. Water the ground. Mashada badaba daba. Atelia meresode, itoli minisotaya. Let the sickness be taken away. Let the pain be taken away. Let the shame be taken away. Let the difficulty be taken away. Isoda badabada, esonteliaba, eshele parese, ituele genimandose, atula zito, gadabata tatala, esedele vetele. Shadala batala, itwele peregede, esentele perege, isadala bada, eradie san mumaye, eradie san yasam mumaye, intalamata, intervene, and bring deliverance by your power. Mashekwa periso sepere, esontele petele, istele predegede, esule predusa. Isogredo sepreya, etuntaliso, esentelia pada, ituelegede, ituelegede, isetelemede, eshelepedege, esula parasa, itola batata laba, esu. Spirit of the Lord. Spirit of the Lord, lift up your hands. Sekola patata. Eporakata. Oh my God.
And worship him right now. He's here. Papa, ta, 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 ta. You are, yes, Lord. You are, you are,
yes, yes, wherever you are, yes. May you never be ordinary again. This is the season of his visitation. Oh, may the presence of God, the power of God, overshadow your life and manifest. May God manifest his power. Sicknesses be terminated. Let weaknesses be terminated. Let afflictions be terminated. May God pour his water on your land. be healed. Career and job situations, be healed. Any pain in the body, be healed. Let affliction be broken. Let eternity soon. And
we worship. We worship your holy
Jesus.
Upon you for new life. It's a new encounter of the Spirit, my God. You will step out there tomorrow and things will begin to fall in line for you. Things will begin to fall in place for you. Things will begin to fall in line for you. You will not suffer in this land. You will not be stranded. The land will not be too hard. It will not be hard at all. May the rain of God fall on your life. Hey, Kopatalaba, don't take these words for granted. May the rain of God fall on your life. May your life become soft. May it become tender. May it become easy. Let the tender shoot be able to spring up in your life. Kopatalagabadagada. Eshelepeketekete. Receive that oil. Something is changing for you. Lift your hands and thank the Lord for.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.